Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out.
St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Good morning, friends. It is November. We are closer and closer to the holidays, at least some of them. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ronchi, 314-436-7900. Join us, talk to us, text us, and call us. You can leave us voice messages on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, if you're looking for the app in your Google Store, or what's the other one? Apple?
App Store.
App Store. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
I don't do these Apple things. So you can do that and send us voice messages. You can also watch the show if you want to on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We are on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Back-to-back World Series titles for the Los Angeles Dodgers as the offseason is currently underway. Major League Baseball, all eyes here on the Cardinals.
And what's not underway is the government, as the shutdown is poised to become the longest ever. That also means no SNAP benefits for the month of November.
Speaking of baseball, Mason Wynn won the Gold Glove over the weekend. In fact, that was announced yesterday evening. And the Blues, they have lost seven in a row.
Two pitch. Kirk bounces one up the middle. Bits to the back. Over to first to beat the champ. You got to knock him out. The Dodgers stand tall and win back-to-back titles.
Highlight on Fox, that's Joe Davis with the call. The Dodgers a double play to end it. Game 7 in extra innings. And yes, the Dodgers are, they're not technically the evil empire. That was the Yankees for a long time. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers with the biggest payroll in baseball. They go ahead and win the World Series back to back. It's very difficult to do that. It rarely happens in baseball. And so it has happened here. And now the fight starts. Well, we're going to have a baseball season coming up here in 2026. But it is very likely that 2027, either we don't have a season, we have an abbreviated one. Because that's the reality. And that's where we're going. And a lot of it will have to do with the Dodgers winning again and owners using that as a pretext to say, look, we can't compete with teams like this. We have to have a salary cap.
Well, people
so
say,
here we are.
You know, they say the Dodgers are ruining baseball. I think Japan, maybe it's just Japan is ruining baseball.
Why? Because of Shohei?
Because of Shohei and Yamamoto and Sasaki. Unbelievable. Is Yamamoto the best pitcher in baseball hands down right now?
No, I wouldn't say he's the best. I mean, he's pretty good.
You wouldn't
say a lot of
say...
really good pitchers in baseball. And I know that people are going to say this, that that was one of the best World Series performances.
Yes.
I feel like we're doing a little prisoner of the moment thing right now because all these stories have been written about how this was the best World Series of all time.
A lot of records were broken. It was lot of firsts, and it's hard to have any firsts in baseball, much less that many firsts. Because I would say, at least for me, It was the most fun I've ever had watching a non-Cardinals World Series. I feel like it was the best World Series ever. And there were people that I respect in the baseball world, very experienced, who also were throwing out there, is this the best World Series
ever? I think it's okay to ask the question, but I do think we're doing a little prisoner of the moment thing because we're talking about Yamamoto's individual performance, and he was awesome. Mm-hmm. But it's like we forgot about Madison Bumgarner, what he did in 2015 or 2014. That dude was unbelievable for the Giants in the World Series. It's like we forgot that. You know, the 2001 World Series was awesome. The Yankees and Diamondbacks. 2016 was pretty good. Even if you hate the Cubs, you have to acknowledge that was a really good World Series. 2011 for us, even though Game 7 was kind of a Game 6 was in itself so good that it elevated the entire series.
Sure. Okay, I don't have Baumgartner's numbers, and maybe you do. But for Yamamoto, just as a reminder, World Series Game 2, nine innings pitched. So complete game, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 8 strikeouts. You got the win. World Series Game 6, 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, 1 earned run, 6 strikeouts, and a win. And the very next day, after throwing 96 pitches on Friday, the very next day on Saturday, Game 7, 2.5 innings pitched, 1 hit, 0 earned runs, 1 strikeout, and the win. To throw 34 pitches to close out the World Series, including a World Series clinching double play the night after throwing 96 pitches, that's one heck of a performance. Game 2, Game 6, Game 7?
Yeah.
It was so fun to watch.
It is. But Madison Bumgarner threw 7 innings, 9 innings, and 5 innings all in a World Series and gave up a total of a run. He gave up one run against Kansas City in that series. He was awesome. And Yamamoto, no question, really good. But what Mad Bum did, it's like we forgot, or maybe people weren't alive for it or missed it.
What year? 2014. People were alive for it. I was alive.
You were alive for it.
Were you alive?
No, Matt's only 15. And so he was alive. He just couldn't remember.
I feel like most people making big statements about this World Series were alive. But at any rate, it was so much fun.
It was a lot. I mean, no question. A lot of fun.
It was such a great World Series.
Something like 9 game-changing plays in Game 7, which is a lot. So, I mean, the game in itself, Game 7, pretty darn good. That's an all-timer. That game is an all-timer. I think I'd be careful about calling it the absolute best World Series we've ever seen. It was pretty good. And I hope now that we don't do this thing, even though I know we're going to, where people use this World Series and use the Dodgers as an example of why there has to be a salary cap in baseball when there doesn't need to be one. And we talked about this on Friday, Gas House Gang, with Kevin Wheeler and Mike Claiborne and me. And we were talking about revenue sharing being maybe a bigger problem, that these teams around baseball, you've got the Dodgers who have all these resources, and the Yankees have a ton, and the Mets have a ton of resources, and they can spend and spend and spend, and that's good for them. There are a lot of teams who can't spend and spend and spend, that maybe what they need is something closer to what the NFL does, where there's an actual pool of money, and that money is shared, which is why you have teams like the Green Bay Packers who are always good. Also, they've hit on quarterbacks, but you've got this small market team that is always able to be competitive. And when they are considered a World Series favorite at the start of or a Super Bowl favorite at the start of the season, it's not crazy to think that.
So when the Dodgers won Game 7, they brought in 4 starters as relievers. Mm-hmm. They brought in all their starters because it's Game 7.
All hands on deck,
All hands on deck. So in their 4 starters, they brought in $1.2 billion of payroll.
It's a lot of payroll.
That's a lot of payroll. I mean, that's a whole lot of payroll. And listen, I don't have a horse in this race in the sense that I don't feel passionately about it because I thought the World Series was fun and I don't have the emotional...
It was super fun.
I don't have the
emotional
bandwidth to be upset about things like this. So, but, I mean, you do have to acknowledge that... The Dodgers did spend an extraordinary amount of money to bring $1.2 billion worth of quote-unquote relief pitching in Game 7, and it's not like the Toronto Blue Jays were scrimping on their salary.
Top five payroll.
Yeah. So, like you said, you want to spend money. Devil's advocate, does it concern you that a team like the Dodgers, let's say if one or two teams can all of a sudden spend $800 million, that the Toronto Blue Jays, who are still spending a lot of money, their top five, wouldn't be able to keep up? So it's not, I'm not arguing that owners shouldn't spend. I'm saying I agree with you. The thing is there a chance that there's going to be a team like the Dodgers that just starts spending enormous amounts of money? So even if you're top three or top five, you can't compete.
My greater concern is with teams on the lower end who just refuse to do it, like Pittsburgh. The Pirates are a great example of this, where you have this organization that if they wanted to, they could, when Paul Skenes, who's a pitching phenom, one of the best in the game right now, if he were to become a free agent tomorrow, they could, if they wanted to, sign him and give him real money. They want to. They just don't want to. The owner of that team, Bob Nutting, doesn't want to do it. He just doesn't want to spend the money. He never does. He doesn't spend the revenue-sharing money they do get, and they always have an underwhelming team as a result. That, to me, is a greater concern. I don't think I would... If baseball does go to a cap, fine. I'll get used to it. I'll get used to there being a cap in baseball. They're just... First of all, it's never going to happen. I can't see it.
What if it's $500 million, which is more than the Dodgers spent?
Well, I mean, in that case, it would be pretty much not a cap.
But that's what I mean, though, is there a chance? A cap at $500 million, wouldn't that protect against what I'm saying, is that one or two teams would run away so far that a top five team couldn't compete?
Revenue sharing would do it better than just telling the teams at the top, hey, sorry, you can't spend all the money that you make. You can't do it. Because my concern is that baseball continues to go down the path where the players get a smaller percentage of the revenue than in a lot of the other sports. And baseball continues to make more and more money every single year.
So you're saying
that
money
goes up.
For instance, like the Royals.
Yeah.
Because even the Cardinals spend, but the Cardinals could never revenue wise, I don't think, or maybe the Cardinals is a bad
example. No, they don't make what the Dodgers make.
They can't make what the Dodgers make. And a smaller town like the Milwaukee Brewers could never pull in what the Yankees and Dodgers make. So you're saying that the way the revenue sharing would be structured is that it would not render those teams irrelevant, because without a cap, they could eventually become irrelevant. Because it's just not going to work. Milwaukee isn't L.A.
Unless they artificially made that cap so low that they... that what would end up happening is they don't end up spending that money on payroll. Mm-hmm. So you get teams like the Dodgers and the Mets and all these others who are trying to compete and say, wow, this is great. We don't have to spend more money. We don't have to, because we can't. Sorry, guys. We can't do it. We have a cap now. And then that money doesn't go back into the players. That would be my big concern.
All right. Before we break here, I do want to get to a controversy, because guess who's in town? The Edmonton Oilers and Connor McDavid. And during Game 7... at the Edmonton Oilers game, Ronj, they had on the Jumbotron during play Game 7 of the Toronto Blue Jays versus the Dodgers. And that doesn't happen in hockey. It's not like the NBA where there's music playing. In hockey games, there's no music, and you have the play on the Jumbotron. And so the crowd was cheering and booing and oohing and aahing about the game. The baseball game had nothing to do with the hockey game playing, and Connor McDavid was not thrilled with it.
That was really, really strange. Obviously, we're all on the Jays bandwagon, and everybody's wanting them to win, and it's so disappointing, obviously, but strange. Strange to have it on during the game, listening to the crowd. Was distracting, for sure. I'm glad they shut it off there for the third.
When you know, they're showing it, not only showing it, but they're showing it with sound during the TV timeouts as well.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
It was bizarre. I found myself watching the Jays game, sitting on the bench, listening to the crowd while I'm on the ice, you know, what just happened. It was very strange. But you know what? Historic moment. Couldn't be more gutted for those guys.
So a little bit, what do you make of that? Are you surprised? Some fans were saying that they were at the Edmonton Oilers game and it was fun and Connor McDavid should be in the spirit. Connor McDavid obviously saying it was kind of weird. I've never experienced anything like that before, yeah. So I'm trying to still wrap my brain around it.
Well, usually what happens, if there's anything like that, it's...
they show a big play during a break in the game.
Or people who are in the suites have the mm-hmm. opportunity to watch a different game than the one that's going on. And sometimes you'll hear them react. But it's very unusual for it to be on the screen
yeah.
during play. Because that's what was going on. The puck was on the ice,
yes.
and they were skating. And at one moment, the crowd erupted because they thought it was over Blue Jays
yeah.
had won.
Mm-hmm.
And then even the announcers who were calling the hockey game said the Blue Jays have won the World Series.
Back behind, the Blue Jays have just won the World Series. Or no, they're calling them out at home.
I mean, yeah.
That's not great. See, I don't think that you should have it on the big screen in the middle of play. Because
kind of
if you want to be at the baseball game or watch the baseball game, stay home and watch the baseball game or go to a bar. If you want to be at a hockey game, you're at a hockey game, watch the hockey game.
Right. If you're in a suite, fine, watch the game. But I agree, you're at the hockey game, you made that decision. And I can see how Connor McDavid was just a little distracted / irritated by the whole thing.
On Friday, John Hancock told us a story about a family friend of his who is in danger of being deported, and it's a really sad story. We're going to get an update from John, but we want you to hear a little of what he had to say on Friday. John's going to join the show at 10 o'clock today, and will give us an update from the family on that. But we'll tell you more about what is happening. That's coming up next on the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On Friday, we had John Hancock and Michael Kelly in studio, and John told us just a heartbreaking story about a family friend who is a husband and is a father and has been friends with, I think, you know, his family for years, and he was arrested by ICE, and ICE is showing up in unmarked cars, wearing masks, arresting people. Now, this man has a driver's license. He has a social security number. He's been here 10, 15 years, had a lawyer help him get through the immigration process. Apparently, it was a scammy, shoddy lawyer who maybe didn't do some of the paperwork correctly, even though he thought it was on the up and up. It was $15,000
yeah.
to go through this process.
Told him he was all good, too.
Told him he was all good. And I know John has, we're going to play some of what John said on Friday because John Hancock will be coming in studio in 30 minutes at 10 o'clock to give us an update. It's not a good one, Ron. It's a heartbreaking update.
A friend of the family married. He was Mexican. And they've got two young kids, 3 and about 8 months old, very much like the same age as my grandkids. And in fact, Tula and the little girl are in dance class together. And so he was followed from his home to his work, gainfully employed, great guy, 33 years old, and arrested by ICE, incarcerated, and he's in the process now of being deported. And had lived in the country for over 10 years. Thought he had gotten legal status. They paid a lawyer in Texas $15,000, and the lawyer told him that this takes care of it. He got a Social Security card,
driver's license.
Yep. And you know, no violations of the law. He's a faithful husband and father, gainfully employed. He's a breadwinner, and now he's gone.
And the update over the weekend is that this man is in a maximum security prison awaiting deportation. Not only is in a maximum security prison, he is sharing a cell with 3 hardened criminals. And his wife has to drive to this maximum security prison to tell him he has to sign the deportation order. There's no recourse for them. There's no due process for them. There are no alternatives for them. And not only that, but before he is deported and removed from this maximum security prison, he'll be transferred to a deportation center. And by the way, members of Congress have been barred from inspecting these deportation centers.
Of course they have.
So now this woman could be me, grew up in Chesterfield, grew up in Wildwood. You've got a 3-year-old and an 8-month-old. Now she's thinking, I'm going to lose my husband. And if they're lucky, he's brought to a place in Mexico where he can get to his family. If they're lucky. So she is already thinking, do I pack up? I don't want to lose my husband. I don't want my babies to lose their dad. So now do we pack up and move to Mexico? Leave her home, leave her family, leave his home and everything that he's built here. Because of the cruelty and the ham-fisted way in which the administration is going about deporting people. They told us it would only be the worst.
Worst of the worst. That's what they told us.
And now they are deporting, as John said, a faithful husband and father, a breadwinner, someone who thought he was here legally, who spent $15,000 to have a lawyer walk him through the immigration process, which, by the way, my friends who have become citizens, same story in the sense that it costs so much money to make sure you're doing it correctly.
Yes,
and they've been helped. How would he know that this lawyer was scamming him? He has a driver's license and a Social Security number.
If you get a lawyer, you trust the lawyer is doing it because you don't understand how to navigate the law. And that's all of us. Yeah. None of us know how to navigate the law.
But the thing is, Ron.
So that's why you get a lawyer. That's why you get an attorney.
If you paid $15,000 for a lawyer and you got your Social Security number and your driver's license, wouldn't you assume he did it correctly?
That's exactly right.
Now, if he ran away with the money, sure, it's a scam. He ran away. But the fact that the government issued all your documents, you would assume that it was done correctly.
And I feel like there are far too many people, and my God, I hope I'm wrong, but it just feels like there are far too many people who are like, yeah, get them. Get these people out of here. I hope you're not like that.
We have a texter last Friday who said, well, that's, what do you call it? Collateral damage.
Oh, yeah.
That's just what happens.
It's insane. It's an insane thought process if that's how you see this.
The whole
because you have people in your life, and I guarantee you, if you've been outside of your bubble at all, you probably do know somebody who might be undocumented who came here years ago trying to find a better life, and they've done nothing but contribute to society, start a business, work at a business, work hard while they are here, start a family, maybe meet somebody from here and start a family with them like this person did, like John's friend did. Why do you want to deport them? Why? And you know, you hear the president say, well, we have to get these people out. Why? Why does he have to go? Listen, why? What did he do wrong?
And you can't throw out the collateral damage. Do you know why? It's because our criminal justice system is set up the way it is, and due process is set up the way it is, with an extreme burden of proof that it is, you're not proving your innocence, is that you have to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt.
That's
you don't have to prove
us.
Innocence.
Yeah.
You prove guilt. Why? Because our country, our founders, our leaders have understood for decades that it is better that 10 guilty people go free than one innocent person be imprisoned. That's just the way it is.
We are going to talk to John Hancock. He'll be in studio just after the 10 o'clock news, and he will give us his thoughts on this, get the update from him. Also, we'll talk a little sports with Matt Pauly. It was an eventful weekend. He is at 10:30 today, as I mentioned, but
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ron, I don't know if you are still on the sheriff's bandwagon. Yes, no?
Oh, why would I leave my man?
Well, he's in jail.
I do not leave anyone behind.
Well, I've got another guy for you to put on the bandwagon.
Okay.
Riverview, the city of Riverview.
Yeah,
Riverview.
I know Riverview.
A piece in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch says, Riverview's mayor rules with secret meetings, retaliation, and a gun on his hip.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently, over 3 years, he has held secret meetings in his office where officials have agreed to raise his pay. And also in one of these secret meetings, the officials agreed to set aside a police SUV for his use. Remember, he's not a policeman. He's the mayor. He regularly orders police around as if he were the chief, according to officers and former police chiefs, and he has used the powers of his office to bully critics, shut down meetings, arrest a political rival, and close stores at will.
So he can do that?
It feels a little sheriffy.
Well,
I don't think he can. I don't believe closing stores is under his purview. I don't believe becoming mayor grants you the same prerogatives as being the police chief.
Here's what I would like to know. When you run for office, whether it's running for sheriff, running for mayor, running for president, if you win, or before you win, Is there like an orientation where somebody pulls you aside and says, okay, here's what you can do.
Yeah.
These are a list of things you cannot do. Okay.
What if it's test though, where it's like, what if they don't tell you, you take a test where it says.
You should have to study for it.
Could you, as a mayor, you walk into the gas station and flash a gun and tell them to close the store. Mm-hmm. Is this an appropriate use of your powers?
I think, you know how my, if I ever lose this job, which is very possible.
It's high. Every day it becomes,
So
higher possibility probably.
How I've always wanted to be an actor in the training videos.
Well, specifically.
The sexual harassment
videos. That's right.
Videos.
And he doesn't care if he's the harasser or the victim.
Or the harassed. It doesn't matter
to me. The harasser or the harassed. He just wants to be in a sexual harassment video.
I just want to be in the sexual harassment video. I want you to be watching one day at your corporate office and you see it and go, oh my, is that Ranji? That's what I want. That's what I want.
Well, so there's a chance it's going to happen. Here's a little more update just for a fuller
picture.
Well,
the reason I say this is because why don't we have these new mayors or new sheriffs or whatever you are sit through the training videos like we have to sit through?
Great question.
If you live in or work in corporate America, you have to sit through training videos of all different kinds. Here are things you can't do and cannot do.
Right.
Here's the harassment stuff that you can and cannot do. And the answer is none of it. You can't do any of the harassing stuff. You can't take payola. You know, like there are all these videos that we have to watch. If you're going to become an important part of the city government or national government, why should you not have to go through multiple training videos like the rest of us?
I think it's an excellent question. It might be one of the best points you've ever made. Again, as I mentioned, this mayor has been the mayor for 3 years now in Riverview. And over those 3 years, at least 30 city employees and elected officials have left Riverview citing the mayor's behavior. So they've left and said it is because of the mayor's behavior. Okay. In that last year alone, he's had 6 lawsuits filed against him, accusing him of misconduct.
6?
6 in the last year. Residents in Riverview, I just got to read this word for word, quote, know him for driving through town in an unmarked police SUV, wearing the armored vest, carrying a gun, and displaying a gold badge that says mayor.
I love that.
It's like in Blazing Saddles, the governor who wears the jacket that says gov.
I love this guy.
Mel Brooks.
Wow. Mike Cornell. I have a new cause, and his name is Riverview Mayor Mike Cornell.
Eddie Simmons, a Riverview police chief in 2023, who quit after 1 month on the job, said, he pulls up in a police car with a badge on and the vest on and everything like he's the police. Somebody who doesn't know who he is would see him and think that he is an officer.
Wow. That's it. We're starting a new campaign. Hands off my mayor.
Cornell, 39 years old, the mayor, he did not return phone calls, emails, or texts requesting an interview.
We will be reaching out. Mary is a Riverview resident and is joining the show.
Mary,
good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
So what do you think, Mary?
Well, all this is true, and one of my concerns, all of that is true. One of my concerns, though, was when he was elected to be the head of the board of directors or board of trustees or whatever. Okay, and that job was a stipend type job. I don't know how much they made, but it was enough to cover their cost. You know, we'll say $1,000 a month. I really don't know. Somehow in there, he appointed himself mayor.
What?
And then after appointing himself mayor, he somehow gave himself a full-time mayor's salary. And there are very few municipalities that have actual full-time mayors, especially, you know, there shouldn't be one when there's only a town of 2,000 people.
Yeah.
Somehow we went from being what was called a village to a city. And, I mean, nobody, I don't know who voted on this stuff. but somebody apparently did.
Well, maybe this is an argument, and thank you, Mary,
that's a great,
for the
great point.
We have too many municipalities.
Yeah,
we just have way, way too many.
That's a really good point, because she brings up the point about it being a village, right? How he appointed himself mayor.
Well, it does
mayor.
Take a village to appoint a mayor.
Well, Cornell only moved, that's the mayor, only moved to Riverview 6 years ago. So he's been mayor for half the time.
Yeah.
He moved there 6 years ago. He had little connection to the village. He attended elementary school in St. Louis, but his dad brought him to Annapolis, which is a rural town in the Ozarks, after Cornell got caught skipping school in St. Louis. Cornell Sr., his dad said he's always had an attitude problem. He's too headstrong. You can't talk to him. You can't tell him anything. He tried to become a police officer several years ago and completed a year-long law enforcement certification process at Mineral Area College in Park Hills. That's about an hour south of St. Louis. However, he was too young to get his police license. He then enrolled in St. Louis Police Academy in 2007, but was terminated after 4 months, quote, for action detrimental to the duties as a recruit in training. He ran into legal trouble. He was suspended from another job. Somehow this guy appointed himself mayor, which I'm not going to lie, he's a horrible person, it sounds like, but a little bit resourceful. I would not know how to manipulate a situation to become mayor.
First of all, I don't know if he's a horrible person. There might be something wrong with him, but I don't know if he's horrible. I will say this, though, as long as he does not start firing wildly into a crowd like Bert did on It's a Wonderful Life, I'm okay with this guy. I'm okay with this. You just let the man cook.
How did he, like I said, I don't like his actions. It sounds like, his family members saying he's got issues and always had issues, and it sounds like he has issues. I will say a little bit of credit for figuring out how to appoint yourself mayor. I wouldn't know how to do that.
Not bad.
If you said, Amy, I'll pay you $1 million to somehow become mayor of one of these towns, I wouldn't know where to start.
Hey. Figure out how to appoint yourself mayor. Figure out how to run for a third term. Whatever you got to do.
Okay.
Whatever you have to do to go against the grain.
Okay. And I will say this. This is unrelated, but kind of related, because we talk about, if you don't laugh, you'll cry with the sheriff, Alfred Montgomery. It's an embarrassment. It's embarrassing. It's the city of St. Louis. You look at it and you think we're a joke. This whole Riverview mayor situation is so bizarre. Also, I'm just so used to stories of incompetence and absurdity that I kind of take it for granted now, like, oh yeah, that's just St. Louis. So I guess my cynicism has reached a new level, because I got an alert from the Wall Street Journal this weekend. And it's, how they have their stories, and so they give you the lead. Here's the lead. The electricity may or may not come back, and the pothole is now the size of a jacuzzi. This is what it looks like when a city gives up. And I thought, oh my gosh, it happened again. What do you think my fear was?
That you're going to fall into a sinkhole.
No, that the Wall Street Journal wrote another hit piece on us.
Oh.
About what a terrible city we are.
Wasn't it the New York Times, or was it the Journal?
I thought it was the Wall Street Journal. Could be wrong,
either way,
major newspaper outlet. Again, I thought it was the Wall Street Journal talking about a dying city.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like when a city gives up. A pothole the size of a jacuzzi. And it goes on. Instead of providing basic public services, the government just warns residents not to expect them. Your signs tell you when you're most likely to fall victim of a crime at highway exits and intersections, like hijacking hotspot or smash and grab hotspot. Homeless people routinely direct traffic when stoplights don't work. And I thought, oh my gosh. The Wall Street Journal is showing what a shame we are. It actually was not. It was Johannesburg, South Africa. But that was my fear. This is a story about Johannesburg and South Africa, which actually maybe surprises me. I had some friends who went there, had a great time. But this is what it looks like when a city gives up.
They didn't see the pothole?
I guess they didn't. I thought it was us. I thought they were talking about us.
Well, maybe that should say something about how we talk about our city.
It does.
Maybe we should stop talking about our city like it's the worst place on earth.
But you can't stop talking about the hole on Washington Avenue that's been there for, 10 years?
Not quite, but it has been there for a long time. But here's the thing about potholes. Like, When we did our things that are most St. Louis tournament,
yeah.
and we put potholes on it, we probably shouldn't have because that's every city complains about potholes.
We've got
every
some,
single city complains about potholes. I don't know. Depends on where the hole is. That's Amy Mark's Cores. I'm Chris Ranji. Did you see this? Is coming up when we have the 10 o'clock hour arrive. John Hancock is going to be here, and he is going to tell us about his family friend who is in danger of being deported, somebody who has done nothing wrong and is on the verge of that. We'll talk to John about that coming up at 10 o'clock on KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Well, Ranj, I don't know if you watched the Jacksonville game, but Jacksonville Jaguars kicker Cam Little, before the game, well, I should say before the season back in August, he teased that he had a leg strong enough to break an NFL record, and he did it yesterday. He kicked a 68-yard field goal in the second quarter against the Las Vegas Raiders. Now it's a domed stadium, but he broke the record by 2 yards. The previous record was a 66-yard kick by Baltimore's Justin Tucker that had been on the record books since 2021. 68-yard field goal.
It's a little much.
That's a lot.
You know what? I like football. I don't want to see 68-yard field goals.
You think they should cap it at 60?
I want teams to have to run an offense, do something fun.
So he did in that preseason game back in August, he did kick a 70-yard field goal, but it didn't count because it was a preseason game. But he has kicked a 70-yard field goal before.
Amy, rest in peace to Dwayne Roberts, who died at the age of 88. He was a businessman from California, and he is credited with inventing. Want to take a guess?
Yes. A businessman in California, Dwayne Roberts, was credited.
I'll just go ahead and tell you, it's taking too long.
With inventing the notebook.
No, he invented the frozen burrito. Everybody loves a good frozen burrito. And he passed away over the weekend at 19 years old. He started working at a place called Butcher Boy Food Products. Mm-hmm. And he saw the potential of quick meals that you could, get ready to eat. In 1956, he invented the first frozen burrito.
Yeah.
Which transformed the frozen food industry, and it became a staple of grocery store aisles around the country.
Quick note here, or I guess question for you. How do you feel about the frozen burrito?
I do not mind it at all. There are some frozen burritos pretty good.
They're really good, but are they always soggy, or is that me?
They are, but burritos aren't supposed to be.
Well, but
you can grill them and you can make them crunchy.
Yeah, I either make them at home crunchy or even from Qdoba, the tortillas fresh. The frozen burrito is always a little soggy.
Here, I'm going to tell you something that's kind of gross.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like, we were talking about the thing that's a little Hoosier that you might do.
Yeah.
Months ago, I kind of like the gas station burritos that you have to warm up in the microwave. Kind of like them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've not had it. I've had the taquitos that are on the rollers.
Yeah, like at a Quick Trip?
Yeah, but I've never had a gas station burrito.
No, gas station, it's in the wrapper. You have to put it in the microwave for 60 seconds or whatever, face down.
Huh.
Whatever they tell you to do.
I have to try that.
I think they're kind of not bad.
I love burritos.
They're awful for you, but they taste pretty good.
I bet they do. Quick question. Did anybody see the New York City Marathon? No, you didn't.
No.
Because it was on ESPN. Which is Disney, and I have YouTube. So I woke up Sunday morning, I make my cup of coffee, and I'm scrolling through the YouTube channels thinking, wait, I know the marathon's on. I know the marathon's on. And then I realize, nope, it's on ESPN2, and I have YouTube. So ESPN, ESPN2,
Disney,
ABC, Nat Geo, none of that is showing up on my YouTube TV. And I think it's frustrating because Google owns YouTube and Disney, and we all know that Google and Disney are struggling, They need every dollar right now.
It's difficult, right.
Yeah.
So we talked about this on Friday when YouTube TV announced they were dropping those networks, and they're hoping for not very long that they'll come back. And we said it's getting old.
Yep.
All these contentious, contract stuff that they have to go negotiate and they can't get a deal done. It's getting really old. I take that back. It is old.
Don't
It's old. I'm over it. I am so tired of YouTube TV or DirecTV or whatever saying, oh, we can't work out a deal with ESPN, so no ESPN channels.
Don't worry. If you have Disney, you still couldn't watch it because you'd have to upgrade $40 a month to upgrade your Disney to Disney Plus to get ESPN.
Pass. Hour two of the show is coming up, and when we come back, we are going to talk to John Hancock, whose family friend is on the verge of being deported. It is a really sad situation, a guy who's done nothing wrong and is in a very bad spot. And John has an update for us. He'll bring that when we come back on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.